Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome, welcome, welcome.
We're here. We made it.
Did you get all your holiday shopping done at Mall of America?
I bought a sub.
For lunch.
It won't keep till Christmas, I fear.
Jordana and Paul here. Thank you so much for joining us on the air, and thank you for joining us at Mall of America. We have a nice crowd passing through here. And thanks to all of our fabulous volunteers, all the CCOers, and the folks from other organizations. Thank you so much for joining us. And we really appreciate you listening all day. We know you've been moved by the studies. We want to tell you one of our favorite clients, the Canopy Group, has a flash match from this minute until 3:30. That means you donate $1, they donate $3. It's a 3-to-1 flash match for the next 20 minutes.
952-858-8300. Please give us a call. Don't wait till the last minute. If you're even thinking about making a donation for Union Gospel Mission, this is the time to do it right now.
This is one of my favorite days of the year. This is one of the days where Minnesota shows its true Minnesota beautiful colors and gives a ton of money to help other Minnesotans.
And that's one of many wonderful reasons to live in Minnesota, other than the Mall of America.
Thank you.
Of course, which is a great host, and we thank them for helping us put this on. But Minnesotans really, more than any place I've ever lived, understand about paying it forward and taking care of everyone, right? And we do have an obligation to care for our neighbors. I mean, and you don't even have to be a person of faith, I think, to feel that.
Absolutely
that we
not.
Should be taking care of everybody. And it's amazing. You went out for the tour of Union Gospel Mission.
Yes.
I was there. Got to meet some of the residents.
They do incredible work out there, and we got to see firsthand exactly boots on the ground where they're serving the meals, where they're holding their faith service, where they're having their therapy, the rooms where people donate clothes so they can go on job interviews or they could have clean socks for the next day. I mean, the mission, again, you don't have to be a person of faith, but the mission does God's work every day, and the hard stuff.
And these are people of faith, and what I really appreciated as a Christian is that they really infuse faith into this, that it's part of the overall healing process, right? That you don't just put a Band-Aid and pat somebody on the head and say, be on your way, that it's really a holistic, whole person, and that means the body. And it also means the soul and helping people along. So I was really impressed with the staff, the people. 400, 500 residents there on a daily basis.
Amazing, amazing.
And the goal, and they can stay as long as they need to stay.
Right.
But the goal is to get them, you know, viable to the point where they can work again, where they can own their own home. It's a process. It's a journey.
And not just back into the work world. The work they do at the mission helps the folks who come through heal the rift with their families. Often if there's abuse in the past, they have a rift and they're separated from their people. And they work on healing those relationships so they can get back into a familial scene. And that's so helpful and so healing for those that need it.
No government funding. They rely on private donations.
Your money, my money. Today, what we raise will help sustain the mission.
Again, the numbers are
952-858-8300. So call now. We just want to remind you, if you're just tuning in, $10, just $10, five meals and care. Just $1.96 provides a meal and care. $1.96. I know you have that in change in your pocket. $1.96. That is an easy give. $20 equals 10 meals and care. You can give a gift of $20 per month. That provides meal, shelter, education and job training, work therapy, chemical dependency recovery, mental health support. Think about that. $20. A $20 bill can provide all of those things for somebody coming through the mission. And again, Canopy Group, 3-to-1 flash match. That means, hey, if you do the $1.96 and provide the one meal and care, that means you've actually provided four, because they will triple that for, well, they'll give three for that. So the flash match is on for another 15 minutes at 952-858-8300.
391,000 meals served just last year.
Unbelievable.
They do this all the time. They have it down. They have it figured out. They are the safety net, you know, and a lot of people need that safety net.
I had this great experience when I was visiting the mission. You know, people are coming in and out or doing their jobs. They often, many of the people work there, and they're cleaning the tables or sweeping the floor. And as I was going into the area where they do their classes, two young men walked past me, and one of them looked at me, and he goes, "This place saved my life." He had no idea who I was, but he knew I was there for a tour. He goes, "This place saved my life. Thank God this place saved my life." And I got chills. You know, he doesn't know who I am, but he knows that he is in a sacred space for him, and he might not be there if it weren't for the mission.
You know, it's funny. When I took my tour recently, a gentleman came up to me and said, "Hey, Paul, you still do the weather?" I didn't know you were still alive, really.
But you said, I guess.
After we, on a good day. There aren't enough good days. But after pleasantries, he said, "I'm so excited. I just got a job."
Oh, wow, that's great.
"And I'm going to be doing something I love." And he gave all the credit to the training, the job training that he received from Union Gospel Mission. Mm-hmm. So you hear a lot about the meals and this and that. And yes, you want to attend to people's needs, hunger, come in out of the cold, the basics. Yeah, of course. But this is more than just three hots and a cot.
No. This is education. This is job training. This is soul healing. That's what they do at the mission. They heal souls. Here at the Mall of America, where we are, and by the way, come on down. We're going to be here till 7. You know, we're working an extra hour tonight. We're on the air next night. We are.
Okay.
We are, but we're happy to do it. Happy to do it. No OT here. I see people who are not on the phone. Our volunteers here came to work. They came to be on the phone, and they want to take your call. The phone number is 952-858-8300. 952-858-8300. Again, it's a 3-to-1 match. The Canopy Group triples your donation. 3-to-1, but that is only until 3:30. You give $10, that means they get 30. It's a lot of meals. My friends, we're going to find out where these folks are from when we come back from the break, but this is easy. When you set up, if you do a $20 per month, you get a free MyPillow. Did you know that?
How cool is that?
$20 per month. Just put it on your auto pay. Put it on your credit card. It'll kick off your gift-giving season. You get a free MyPillow.
That's two coffees, right?
That's right.
The expensive hoity-toity coffee.
Mm-hmm.
Go without coffee. Two mornings a month, and know that you're doing something amazing for your fellow neighbors.
For sure. Again, let's take a quick break, and when we get back, we're going to meet some of our volunteers here. Or get in the car. Come on down and see us at Mall of America. Flash match till 3:30, thanks to the Canopy Group. The phone number is 952-858-8300. Paul Giordano will be right back from Mall of America. Welcome back. It's 3:23. Giordano Green, Paul Douglas at the Mall of America. And not shopping.
Not shopping? No, we're shopping, but we're shopping for listeners who are compassionate, who want to make a difference, who want to make a contribution, and support this amazing nonprofit in our midst that is taking care of everybody who needs help.
Union Gospel Mission does incredible work in our community. For just $1.96, you can provide a meal and care for somebody. That's the change in your wallet. Until 3:30, we have a flash match from the Canopy Group. So thank you to our dear friends at the Canopy Group. Our phone number is 952-858-8300. And most of the volunteers are either CCOers or Union Gospel Mission workers. So you'll be talking right with the source. 952-858-8300. Please call in right now.
All right, Jor. We want to tell you about a very special story, a very special individual. Obviously, we are underway with Union Gospel Mission Radiothon from the MOA, from Mall of America, all day long. we'll be introducing you to some of the people who have been touched by this organization, like Nicole. When she escaped an abusive relationship shortly after giving birth, Nicole found herself couch surfing at friends' places and regularly drinking and partying with no direction in her life. With help from UGM, Nicole has found stability and strength with her family of four, including 12 and 11-year-old girls and a soon-to-be 3-year-old boy.
By fifth grade, my parents ended up getting a divorce, and I think that's when all the trauma and trouble kind of started for me. Since my dad left, my mom was stuck kind of working a lot of jobs, and she wasn't home very much, so I kind of had my older sisters to look up to, and that kind of steered me down the wrong path. We had a really good relationship when he was there, but when he left, it kind of just, went to pieces. He was gone, so it just got less and less, and so I started looking for attention in other areas. That alone just set the tone for my adulthood, and it caused me to just get into unhealthy relationships with men, friends, everything. Started drinking, smoking. At a certain point, I just ended up with the wrong person and got in a really abusive relationship, and I was pregnant at the time, so I decided to leave because it was just too dangerous for me and my child. And so doing that, I kind of lost everything. Me and my three kids, newborn included, just kind of house hopping, trying to stay low on the radar because I didn't want him to find me. And once I got to a point where, you know, I felt safe, I felt okay, I think I kind of lost it after that, and it was like, oh, I'm free. Like, I can do whatever I want. I don't have those struggles anymore. So I just started partying, really hard, drinking, smoking, going to the club every weekend. I kind of just gave up. But at a certain point, I just really got fed up with it. And it's like, I can't do this anymore. I have kids, two daughters that are watching everything I'm doing. Now I have a son, and I have to do better. I have to do something different. They just helped me in so many ways, and not just one person. There's multiple staff members that helped me in different ways, just healing from the abuse I went through. They helped me figure out why I kept getting in unhealthy relationships, and it really just helped me get on the right track and get focused and get to the root of how I ended up, where I was to even need to come to the mission. It was hard for me, honestly, at first, having curfew and, not being able to do what I want when I want. But I needed that structure for my kids because, I asked them a few times, how has it helped you? Have you noticed any change in me? And they're like, yeah, we spend so much more time with us now, and we have a closer relationship. Being at the mission, just it allowed us to grow as a family and get closer, have more time together. I started providing stability by, being on a consistent schedule and not being out all night. It's definitely worth it. Even if you're not ready, make yourself ready. If you go into it with a positive attitude, no matter how hard it is, you can do very well. It's not easy. I won't say it's easy, but it can be done, and it'll be worth it in the end.
Incredible, incredible Wow. stories of resilience and survival and family. I mean, the work they do at the mission is second to none.
They are healing lives, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, what higher calling is there than that?
And putting a family back together. She said, at the end, she's closer with her kids than ever before. They're having fun together. I mean, that's what we want.
Didn't you feel that when you were over there? You just, I don't know, maybe I'm old enough now. You can just feel it. There's a vibe. Mm-hmm. And the vibe was so upbeat and optimistic and encouraging.
Mm-hmm. The vibe I'm feeling right now, by the way, is that you got a minute left if you're going to get this match
Uh-oh.
In. Okay? If you
3-1.
$1.96, Canopy Group will triple that for you. So the match is going to be done in about a minute, but Canopy Group wants you to call this number, 952-858-8300, 952-858-8300. Write some care for folks in your community that you might not even know that are struggling right now.
We're going to be here till 7, mm-hmm. and what we ask is that you consider making a donation, whatever your heart leads you to.
That's right.
To tee up, but and any amount would be welcome, right?
Of course, always is. We got to take a quick break, but when we get back, hopefully we will be taking more of your calls. We're going to talk to our volunteers, but right now, the Prep Sports Spotlight is brought to you by Old Dutch Foods.
Jordana. Hurricane Jordana, Category 5.
I'm in the Mall of America, though. I don't want to ruin anything,
People
so I'll calm
safe.
It down.
People are safe
I'll
for
calm
now.
It down. Yes, Paul Douglas, Jordana Green at Mall of America, one of the greatest days we have on the radio because we feel, even in our tiny little way, we're helping. We're helping our fellow members of the community.
Thanksgiving is next week.
Mm-hmm.
My late mother said, start and end every day with gratitude. Be grateful for the things that you have. And as we get ready and gear up for Thanksgiving, this is an opportunity for you
Absolutely.
To reach out
Absolutely.
And to help others.
And you know what? I see fewer people reaching out because we got a lot of people who are waiting to take your call. So it's time for you to reach out. Right now we have a 2-1 match until 4 p.m. Thank you, Bremer Bank. The phone number to call is 952-858-8300, 952-858-8300. We got a couple of CCOers back there. We got a couple of Union Gospel Mission workers, two random people from Northfield. Thank you for your service. We're going to come back and talk to you in a little while. Going to visit with our volunteers in just a moment. But right now, 952-858-8300, call in right now, 2-1 match from Bremer Bank.
We have a very special guest here right now. Carl has joined us. Carl, thanks for being here today and telling your story.
Yeah, no problem. It's my pleasure.
Now, you grew up in Florida?
Yeah.
What the heck are you doing up here, man?
He's asking himself that with the cold weather.
I actually just said that to someone earlier today. They were like, it's so cold out. And I'm like, dude, I'm from Florida, man. So I don't even know why I'm here.
Your blood is thicker now, right?
Tell us your story, Carl. How did you get involved with the mission? How did you come to know the mission?
There was a person that donated to the mission, and she just seen me in a time of need, and I was kind of giving up on life, and she was like, I need you to not give up on life. There's this place that I've donated to, my parents have donated to, and it happens to be 2 blocks away from where you're standing right now. And
what was your situation? Were you homeless? Were you jobless?
I was homeless, jobless. I was in a psych ward after a suicide attempt. And just really thinking I was going to try it again and didn't want to live and had no options. Everything seemed really hopeless at the time. So.
And you've had a tough go, Carl. We know that you had abusive parents.
Yeah.
And you went to live with an aunt who you thought was going to take care of you. How did you end up in Minnesota?
Well, I lived in Iowa with my aunt for a bit after being adopted, but eventually I just was trying to quit using drugs and alcohol, and so I hopped on a train and went back to Florida and tried to stay sober, but eventually I picked up using pills, tried, you know, different drugs I had never tried before that I said I'd never try, was drinking every day again, and the hurricanes came, and I was homeless in Florida and had just lost my job, and then I just came up to Minnesota. So my biological mom lived here, and it's one of the few people that hadn't burned a bridge with her, more or less because of how guilty she was from her past mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
And so I reached out to her, and she was like, you know, come up here, and we'll try to get your life on track. And so I came to Minnesota.
Go ahead, Paul.
So tell us about your experience at Union Gospel Mission. What did they do specifically that helped to get you back on track, to get the wheels back on the bus? What did they do that maybe others didn't do, haven't done? What's the difference? What makes Union Gospel unique?
For me, what it was I think it's one thing for someone to say, hey, you know, you've made bad choices in your life. It's time to get your life on track, your life together. It's another thing when the people there are saying, hey, I've made horrible choices in my life, and I got my life on track. And if you want to get your life on track, you can do what I did, and it'll happen for you. And I was like, what? Like, you're telling me that you were addicted to drugs for, you know, 10, 11, 12 years, and you couldn't stop, just like I couldn't stop, and you tried, but you couldn't. But here you are today, sober for 5, 6 years, and now you're working here trying to help me.
So they were living it. I mean, what a powerful testimony.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
That's very cool. And the faith aspect, too. I know your faith has been very important to you and as part of the healing process, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Union Gospel Mission has, when I decided to come to Christ, it wasn't until I got to the Union Gospel Mission. And they've just nurtured my faith, answered my questions, told me it's okay to fall short in life, you know. That the moral standards I have today to live my life, that those are obtainable, regardless if I fall short or not. And that just makes me not beat myself up on a daily basis.
How long did it take for you, Carl? How long were you staying at the mission?
Before I came to Christ?
Well, at your whole recovery process.
I've been there for almost 6 months now.
Okay.
And the good news is that I have years that I can rely on them. You know, they won't leave me. You know, I plan on living in Minnesota, and most likely the metro area. This is where I want to put my roots at.
But boy, after years of suffering and struggling, 6 months doesn't seem like a long time to have this incredible transformation in your life. Is it because you were ready? Obviously the mission does some magical work, but, I mean, that doesn't seem like that long to turn it around. Good for you.
Yeah, you know, really the glory is to God. I think that people, there's kind of a paradox in suffering. I suffered for a lot of my life when I had opportunities to overcome the trauma that I had experienced. Mm-hmm. I made decisions without God in mind. I tried to do it my way, and it led me to suffer. But ultimately, those decisions, not relying on God, caused me to suffer so much that at one point I just was like, I don't know what to do, and I need you, God. I can't do this without you, you know. And He answered my prayers, you know. I tried so hard for 2 years, you know, and I just thought I was going to work a crappy job to pay my rent and do drugs and alcohol, and that was going to be the rest of my life. And I didn't want to live. And I've been sober for 143 days today.
Amazing.
You know?
Awesome.
Amazing. Amazing. Oh, wow.
Carl.
I'm crying already. We've been on the air half an hour. I'm already crying.
No.
Oh, you're killing me, Carl.
You told me off the air some of the things you want to do. I mean, there's some spring in your step now, and you've got a plan. And Union Gospel Mission is helping you execute that plan. What do you want to do? What do you hope to do? What are you going to do?
You know, God has really put it in my heart to help other people. I have the chance today to obtain my GED, and I thought it was going to take a year or more. I've passed 3 out of the 4 GED tests just in 4 months.
Wow.
I'm on the math. I'll have that done in probably a month. Then I'm going to go to college for social work. And, you know, I think that my experience in foster care, that I might be able to be patient and understand what a child's going through, to help children and help people, and really just be open-minded to what God's will might be for me and to do that. But I know that it's helping other people, you know, and that's why I want to stay here in St. Paul, because this community has saved my life. The Union Gospel Mission has saved my life, you know. Donors, she donated, and then she went above and beyond and told me to come here and pressured me to come here because she knew, that it would help me.
We have about a minute left. Carl, I'm reading in the background here. You said you came to Christ through Chance the Rapper song. My kids love Chance the Rapper.
Yeah.
If somebody is out there thinking they need a song, what was the song and how did it get you to Christ?
Well, the song is called Ultralight Beam.
Okay.
And I was listening to that song, and at the very end, a guy comes on and he starts praying, and he talks about people who think that they've went too far and that they can't come back to the light. And, you know, just knowing Chance the Rapper, and I was like, wow, you know, what God's done in his life and how down to earth he is. And
That's
I just
man.
Was like, I haven't gone too far to come back, you know. So,
Carl, you are a delight. I can't wait to hear that you've gotten your GED and going back to work, going back to school for social work. Thank you for sharing your story.
Thank you.
Yep.
I want you to know, Carl, as you were talking, somebody came over. David Hawes came over and gave a $200 donation. Just plopped it right here on the desk.
Yep.
So we are very grateful
to
David and Vicky. And they wrote It's for Art Hawes also, who may also be helped by the mission. So we just want to thank them so much. And you really inspired people by telling your
Carl,
story.
Carl, thank you for your testimony. Obviously from the heart, you are eloquent. You're going to be an amazing teacher. Even though you may not realize you're a teacher, you're destined, I think, to be an amazing teacher.
Thank
so
you.
We wish you the best of luck.
We want to thank everyone who is donating. You still have another 10 minutes to donate that 2-to-1 match. So David and Vicky's $200 is actually $400 because Bremer Bank is doubling your match until 4 p.m. So thank you to Bremer Bank and thank you to David and Vicky and everybody else who's been donating. The phones have been ringing behind us. 952-858-8300. You still have time. Get in on that. Thank you, Carl.
Thank you, Jor. Thank you, Carl.
I am just inspired by every story that we hear today.
Carl's story was amazing. I mean, that transformation. And where else would you hear that kind of a story?
And it's radio, but you should see the smile on his face. There is a lightness about him. You know, he's been given a second chance
he's
at life, and you can really see
it. Transformed. And they do this all the time.
Our phone number is 952-858-8300. 2-to-1 match from Bremer Bank. Even though we're going to be off the air in 10 seconds, you still have 4 minutes to call. 2-to-1 match, 952-858-8300. Totals in a moment. Oh, my goodness, I'm so excited. I'm feeling nervous.
Building.
I'm feeling nervous. This was just handed to us as we're giving you the total for the hour. But remember, we're on till 7, 952-858-8300. You still have 30 seconds to call in and get that Bremer Bank.
And we want your number, whatever it is, to be part of the grand total. Right now, $227,099.
Woo! Beautiful.
Thanks to everybody who's chipped in.
We'll be back after the break.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.